Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
The question is, can PT and I reunite two people who haven't spoken since a great first date? It's second date update brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install. Good morning, Allison. Are you ready for... Hi, good morning. Are you ready for second date update?
I am.
All right. I hope you had a great weekend. I know we've been sitting on this for a few days. You messaged us late last week about Eric. Can you just tell us what's going on?
Well, first, thanks for having me. I'm so excited. Basically, Eric has just, like, disappeared. I feel like a detective or something trying to figure out what happened to him.
Yeah. What have you found in your sleuthing?
Well, you know, upon my investigation, yeah, I see that he's been active on social media, so it's not like he's disappeared from the earth or anything.
Okay.
He's been going out with friends, he's been posting things, and when he saw my message, I saw it was read, but he didn't even respond.
And let me just add, Allison, your behavior doesn't sound desperate at all. So why do you think he's not? So you went out on this great first date. And can you just tell us, first of all, what it was that attracted you to Eric? What do you like about him so much?
Honestly, he just seemed like really sincere. You know, there were no lines. He wasn't like pitching game. He didn't have any catchy lines on his profile. I just feel like it was someone you want to give a chance, you know, enough with the bad boys and whatever. And I feel like the date went great. I just don't understand.
Yeah. When you say profile, so you must have met him on like a online dating site or something like that?
Yes, we met on Plenty of Fish.
And why do you think he's not, after this great first date, why do you think he's not getting back to you, Allison?
Honestly, I don't know. I feel like the date went great. We had great conversation. You know, we even had dessert. I feel like, you know, when the date's going bad, you're like, hey, right?
Yeah, that's
funny. Where did you go? Was this like a happy hour thing or no?
Yeah, we went for happy hour because we figured, you know, drinks just in case, you know, you need to loosen up. You're a little nervous, a little anxious or whatever. It was brunch. We were drinking. It was brunch. I'm so sorry.
Okay, well, listen, Allison, we want to try to get to the bottom of this, too. I know you've done a lot of investigative work, and it's kind of led to us, and we're here to help. So we'll reach out to Eric, see if he'll come on the show with us. If so, we can maybe get some of these answers for you. How's that sound?
I'm so hoping for it.
Okay. All right. You stay right there. And Thunder and PT's second date update with Allison and Eric right back after this.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install. We've been talking to Allison, who met Eric on Plenty of Fish. They went out, had a great first date. And here she is telling us why she wants to see him again.
Honestly, he just seemed like really sincere. You know, there were no lines. He wasn't like pitching game. I just feel like it was someone you want to give a chance, you know, enough with the bad boys and whatever. And I feel like the date went great. Yeah. I just don't understand.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Eric?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Eric. It's Thunder and PT. This is a little different. We do the morning show here at 102.9 The Wolf. And we do a segment on our show at this time called Second Date Update. And we were just wondering if you would take a moment and come on the show with us to talk about a date you went on.
It'll just take a couple seconds, just a couple minutes.
Yeah. We'd like to talk to you about Allison for just a minute.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel the date went with Allison?
This is crazy. Yeah, that's a loaded question. I'll keep it as positive as possible. She's Allison's an attractive person, and I'm glad that we went out.
Okay, that sounds very politically correct.
But she wants to know. So did you have a good time?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that we had an experience together, and that experience was all that I needed.
Okay, so what you're saying is you didn't have a good time, Eric.
Look, I mean, it's one of those things where you only need one date to tell that they're not for you. So, yeah, Allison's just not for me.
Okay. Can you just share a little bit more?
Shed some light, maybe? Yeah. Like, what happened?
I'm not trying to dump on her or anything. Allison's kind of a tough person to talk to. She gets, like, insulted about a lot.
All right. So last question.
Did something happen?
Give us an example.
Well, I mean, the main example was I said I don't really like watching Disney movies, and she like went nuts. She was saying, you know, I don't have any taste and that those were classics. I mean, she lit up, and she just made something very benign, very personal. It was very strange.
Okay, first of all, you didn't say, oh, I don't really like watching Disney movies, okay? Second of all, you literally insulted The Lion King, which is the greatest movie of all time, okay?
First of all, tend to agree.
The fact that The Lion King is the greatest movie of all time, you know, this is a movie where, like, there's a big loss. You know, you teach children lessons. Some people don't have, you know, the goldfish that dies or the dog that dies. Like, you get to teach children about death. This is a very important movie.
Yeah, good point.
You know,
yeah.
By the way, Eric, we got to ask on the line.
She's on the phone. But just listen to her. I mean, it's what time in the morning here? Good Lord, can you imagine?
But Eric, can't you just say, and listen, I'm not trying to
get
into your business.
He's got a point. I mean, Allison, you're pretty passionate about it.
But I think, Eric, at that point, if somebody else is really passionate about something, as long as it's not harming somebody else, you just kind of nod and go, wow, that's amazing. Tell me more.
Maybe back off. Yeah, like, why do you feel that way? This is an opportunity for you to understand why she feels that way, right?
I didn't push back. This was like a flippant comment. Yeah. I mean, we were just talking, and then she just went off, and I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know you liked her that much. And she wouldn't let it drop. She just kept going.
Allison,
you can't drop Disney. You just can't drop Disney.
Okay. Yeah, well, now it's getting weird.
Yeah.
Allison, I mean, you are seem like you're a little close to it. I mean, I understand your passion. I understand your passion, but I think that maybe it just came across as a little intense for Eric. Is that a true assessment, Eric?
She's doing it right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, but why would you go and say something stupid like that? Like, I just don't see anything wrong with calling someone out on their
issue. It's just my opinion. It's just one opinion. It's just
that's stupid. It's a stupid
And you're calling me names now? This is what I'm talking about.
I said the opinion is stupid. Okay. I didn't get to know you on that level.
And guys, and listen, Allison, I do appreciate your passion. And
I do, too.
But here's our job is to get to this question, and I know I said that was a final question a minute ago, Eric, but... Do you want to see Allison again?
I mean, guys, I mean, it sounds like Lion King is a deal breaker for her. I mean, I don't know why she wants to go on a date with me.
So it's a no?
Yeah, no, definitely not.
And Allison will give you last word.
I mean, it's fine. It's whatever. I just don't understand why you would think I would blindly agree with you on everything. You're never going to find a woman like that.
Okay.
But
Allison, you got your answer, and you know, as sometimes we say this a lot. It happens a lot. It can get a little awkward here on
Second Date Update.
Guys, all the best. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good one.
Thunder and PT on The Wolf. Follow us on Facebook, 1029thewolf.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.